Let's set the table a little bit. I want to welcome Laylee.
Hi.
What up?
That's also Laylee's conscience.
Yeah.
Or like the angel and the devil?
Yeah.
Mm.
You have that side maybe to you?
100%. I think we all do. Yeah. You got it too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the Royal's here, the titanium one. And
Hi.
We have talked before about villain phases and modes. If you have any kind of shared halves like that, you know, if you dabble in the dark side sometimes, and then you're in good company. It's worth mentioning because you're awesome, first of all.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I love you. I know the Royal loves you. We love you at the Pie Guys. And this isn't the first time we've done this.
No.
But the first time of doing it in your space.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Trevor, welcome to my home.
You're hosting us.
You like
us?
My paintings?
Most of this episode is going to be about the paintings on your wall.
Good.
I love these paintings, and I have a great view right here. If I don't look at you guys while I'm talking to you, just know.
I know you're enjoying your view.
I'm looking at the one with the wine on her ass.
You make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Oh, I like
edit
the one
that
on
out.
Top.
Oh, I'll get there.
Yeah, she's hot.
But I am
like,
an ass.
I want to be her when I grow up. All right, sorry.
This is why Laylee's here. No. But you're hosting this. Mm-hmm. You're putting up with this, but you're feeding us. And you had a really fun pizza. Do you want to talk about the pizza?
So I went to the grocery store this morning, and I knew that, you know, Pie Guys, we have to have a pie. And yes. I didn't want to give us so many sweets because I feel like we've all had a lot of sweets. It's the day after Christmas, you know. So we're just going to, you know, have some regular food. So I went down the frozen pizza aisle, and I was like, what haven't they had before? And as I'm going up and down, I see this really interesting box. It's red. It's not DiGiorno, but it's red, and it's like a full-on square. It's not a circle. And I said, what's going on here? I opened the door, and it's a Cheez-It pizza. And I said, ooh. We'll see what happens. I don't know if this will be good or not, but I think it's a part of the adventure. So.
I think just saying Cheez-It pizza is adequate enough.
Like
you go, the Pie Guys, and it's Cheez-It flavored pizza.
Yeah.
And but it is. And it even smelled like it.
Yeah. I didn't know what part of it would be Cheez-It until we ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's the crust. Did you look at it? It was orange.
No, I just put it in my mouth.
Okay. Well, if you looked at it.
Sorry, I was looking at the picture on the wall.
Oh.
He didn't ask any questions. He was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And
if you looked at it, it was like Cheez-It, like crackers.
Okay.
In the crust. It was
really
cool.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It was really good, though. I liked it.
Really good. It's like a thin crust.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, far away, you're like, oh, that's your, like you said, that's your average thin crust, cheese, pepperoni, give it to me now, pizza.
Correct.
But no, it had a little bit of a thing to it.
Yeah.
It had a little twist. And that's something we like to do, too, around these parts. So I think everything is, the vibe here, the fact that it's raining outside, you know, it is the season, we've been eating this shit. Like, this is good. I haven't seen you guys in a while. I feel like our natural, like, flow, you know, brings us together. But there's been a stretch where I haven't been able to see you guys and, like,
just
talk to you and hang. So, grateful for all of that, especially this time of year. That should be noted. I mean, a little further info on Laylee is that you are part of the Grinchmas family.
Uh-huh.
And Royal and I have talked about that a little bit on recordings before, so that's not like off topic or anything. So the layers, you know, there's layers here. It's not just you have cool artwork on your wall, and it's fun, which you do. And for the record, I also love a good neon sign.
Yeah, like when it's dark, it feeds a lot better, and it makes the paintings glow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's so hot
in
here. It
cool.
looks so good. I love
it. Yeah, it's cool. It'd be fun to trip in here, bro.
Yeah, if you ever want to, it's a safe space.
You know what I mean? Thank you for doing all this, and we're glad you're here. And on a deeper Pie Guy context, this is a gathering of the comic book club. Something else that LaRoyal is integral to and why I felt like we needed to do this. And when we first started this, LaRoyal, myself, and Shane the Train, who I think maybe you know.
Of course.
Everyone knows the Train at this point. That was like the founding fathers of the comic book club. And Shane facilitated this role of, he's like the noob. And I asked you this kind of before we start recording. We're like, maybe we should wait. So I'm curious, you know, as somebody that has known you for a while, but I don't know what your interests are in this regard. Like, what's your sense about comic books? I know you're kind of into that world. You've some cosplayed, and I'm sure you have like your favorite ones that you like to watch. But like, I'm talking books, collecting them. Mm-hmm. Do you go to places? Are you into that at all? And there's not a wrong answer. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh no, there's a wrong answer, lady. You better get this right. All right, you are representing. No, I'm just kidding.
So actually, Trevor, if you look right there on that little shelf on the second below Gwen's Funko box. I have one comic book that's actually like mine. It was gifted, and it's Silk, and it's for Cindy Moon, and it's because I got that as a gift from Lee Royal because I cosplayed her. She was like my most recent cosplay.
Okay.
You see the last book? Yeah. So that's fact, my first comic book ever that I've ever read. It was Silk.
Silk, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but I think
it's a lot of pressure.
You're the perfect partner in this, in what we're doing right here, because I'm not, I don't want to give this like sense that I'm an expert or anything like that. Like, I just have a very modest collection of my own. I know the Royal has some as well. But what I am like big on is Batman. I think you obviously know that. So if there is, I guess, an area of expertise, it's Batman. So I like comics, you know, and I think it's kind of perfect that you're sort of a noob, I suppose. So what can you tell us then about Silk? Like, what's been your experience with that now since you actually have one?
So the first reason why I wanted to cosplay her was because I like doing cosplays where I don't have to wear a wig and she doesn't have a full on mask. So I was like, oh, it'll be easy to walk around in like Comic-Con or whatever. Cause walking around, if you've ever worn a mask at a con, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the hardest thing in the world. So Silk was like the next best option for me. But as far as reading her and getting to know her a little bit more, I also, fun fact, I haven't finished it. I haven't finished the book. But in reading her and discovering that, like, she essentially was, from what I understood, kind of taken away from her family at a young age. And then Spider-Man came and, like, saved her, got her out. And she was like, why did you get me out? I don't know what else to do. I've never been in this world. Oh, I'm going to go back to my family. She tries to go back to her family home that she grew up in. And her family's not there. And so she's, like, her whole life now, where at least where I'm at in the comics, she's still trying to, like, find her family. But since she's in the real world, she has, like, a regular job at this, I can't remember where she's at right now. Also, Fantastic Four was in it and it pissed me off. I don't know why.
Just like showing up?
Yes! They shut up randomly.
I don't know why she's upset either. But also equally, Laylee didn't know that they live in New York.
Nope.
So to her, it's just like, aren't you supposed to be on the West Coast? It's like, no. A lot of heroes live within New York.
I was so mad.
Almost all comic book characters live in the same, like, 20-mile radius, news apparently. Me. Can I look at the book?
Oh, yeah,
Can I go touch it with my hands?
Yeah, open it. Do all the thing. But yeah, that's as far as I got. I really enjoy her story so far. I mean, I enjoy reading it.
I've never heard of this character.
Cindy Moon?
I'm genuinely curious. Yeah. Never heard of Silk. Never heard that name or anybody be like, have you heard of this? I don't know if I've even... Maybe I've seen... You said you did it. You cosplayed this?
I did her outfit, which is on the cover, but her original outfit was just like... It was all white, costume.
She was also bitten by the same spider that bit Peter Parker.
The same one?
The same one. Like, I don't know the full story, but in this... The series Spider-Verse, that's when she's first introduced, and her story basically was... she was trapped in some type of chamber and the spider had bit her and they were going through some type of experiments on her. And then I think that portion of Oscorp shut down and I think Peter had freed her. She actually plays a pretty pivotal role in the Spider-Verse comic books.
I didn't know that. Well, no, this doesn't ruin anything. I promise it doesn't.
But the role that she, and I'll let you discover for yourself, but the role that she plays is like three or four of the most important spiders within the Spider-Verse. That was like a really cool way of the creators making her presence more notable, because, you know, you have your Gwen Stacy, you have your Jessica Drew and Carpenter, and it's just like, what's going to really help Cindy Moon be like such a gravitational pull? And then as you discover, it's like, wow, her story makes more sense now.
Well, that's kind of the joys, I think, of getting into comic books is, but I also admit, I think something that gets kind of intimidating about it at the same time is that there are so many stories. There's almost too many. And, you know, because people start talking about things like canon or whatever. And like, I think at the end of the day, if you want to just get into it, just get books and read them, right? Like, or whatever, just collect them. And if it interests you and get into it that way, rather than feeling like it has to be a certain thing. And in this regard, yeah, on this book I'm looking at, it just says Silk at the top. So this must be her origin story then. It's sort of like her jumping off point. And it does say out of the Spider-Verse. So maybe maybe somebody listening is like, oh, I've seen that book. I have that book, and it's that one. And on the back, yeah, Spider-Man is on the back cover. Cool artwork. And it's the, yeah, you're right. It's thick too. It's, and it, yeah, number one. Yeah, you're always going to have something to read. You'll have something to get into.
Let's go.
What's up with you in comic books right now? Have you collected anything new? You read anything?
Matter of fact, like I'm gonna put a twist on what we're talking about, because you just said something that I don't think I ever allowed myself to gift to you as an exploration. Yeah, within comic books, X-Men, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, like they have their story, and then there's always those excerpts of like, to find out what happened in here, check out Armageddon 29 and see the rest of the story. And mm-hmm. It's like, man, I gotta go and buy that.
Right.
And it gets so heavy in trying to just keep the story, the lore, the universe, to have all of the knowledge. And like you said, it's overwhelming. However, I got to introduce you to reading manga.
This is something you've mentioned before, that's kind of maybe more your cup of tea when it comes to comic books, is that you have a sizable manga collection.
Yeah, and reading manga, and my collection is mainly on my phone, because I think we have talked about it, that like there's so many volumes that I didn't want to just start collecting so many books.
It's hard to have space
and
for everything. That,
like. And so I keep it all on my phone, and we have talked about it where I said like, oh, I would watch something, and then when it would end that season, I would go and read it. I just never given you the proper story to follow. We've been watching this, I don't know if it's actually called an anime, because if I want to be grammatically correct, anime is more of a Japanese cartoon, but this one is, it takes place in Korea, so I think it's a Korean anime, I guess, or cartoon. And the thing about it is, this particular book that I got, it's like three of them, they're also right there.
Okay.
It's not a traditional manga, because...
Can I go touch it?
Yeah, go for it. I know you like I know you like touching things. Pick them up, scoop them up.
Smell them, they're brand new.
Your toes. Manga is usually read from right to left, up to down. This particular collection is called Solo Leveling, and Solo Leveling is called a manhwa. You can probably kill me on the pronunciation of that, but manga is MANGA. Anytime I look up Solo Leveling and where to read, they only say manhwa, which is MANWA. And so in watching the show, I think you would really enjoy this one. And watching the show, a brief synopsis, you know, there's magic, there's fighting, there's swords, there's bow and arrows, there's humans fighting these creatures that are coming through this portal. Traditional weapons can't harm them because they're magical beasts. So you can only fight magic with magic. The thing about it though, when these gates had started to open, it granted certain humans what's called an awakening. So now certain humans can use magic in order to fight off these beasts. But when your magic awakens, you're only graded magic at whatever level you get it. If you're, and the ranking goes from E all the way to S class. S class is top tier.
Top.
But the thing about it is, whatever rank you get, you can't like work out to get stronger. You can't like learn how to use your magic better. You can learn how to use your magic better in a form of skill, but it's not going to get stronger.
But like the spell will never get more powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, and I'm casting a level 10 fireball, it's going to bust you up. No.
So you're thinking D&D.
You're a 10th level magic user, but you're a fireball. Was at level 3.
So you're thinking right? D&D yeah. Stuff where like, man, if I as I level up, it's going to get stronger. Like,
but I'm not the case.
This is not the case.
Okay.
And within these gates that open up, and the humans have to go in to basically close the gate. You go in like a typical D&D game or any type of role player, dungeon crawler. You go in, you beat the boss, that settles that level, the gates close, you move on to the next one. But each gate is also at a different rank. So then you can join a guild, right? So, you know, us three here, if we're all level B, we're a B ranked guild that can handle any gate that's like B and below.
Okay.
There's one guy, and there's several guys, but this one guy who is a rank E is supposedly the weakest
E rank ever. And but he
like
he,
on the leaderboard
on the leaderboard on the like database. Worldwide. Yeah. Like everyone knows like oh no, he signed up. They're just like
magic, but
keep like, him in the back. And so what? This is just an introduction of what happens in the show. This is not a spoiler because like that when you hear the premise of the show, like that's when how you kind of get it. Something happens, and then he gains the ability to level up.
Ooh!
And so he goes through his journey.
From the bottom started at the bottom down
listen,
here.
Listen, man.
Oh shit! And that's the basic. That's a jumping off point.
That's
story. So slight recap for my own brain. We've been talking about Silk, mm-hmm. which is a Marvel character. It's born out of the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. We're talking about something now. It's called Solo Leveling.
Is yeah, that man.
The title of the whole series?
Yeah.
Okay, Solo Leveling. And you were just kind of laying out this idea here of this guy going from the bottom and leveling up. So, yeah. Right? So it's kind of his journey that we're going on?
His journey.
Oh, shit.
And the beautiful thing about
that's
it,
it's like almost a Rockies type of thing.
It's
right?
It takes... It tells you and it shows you his story. Like if you're going to watch with the show, it shows you his story like by himself. And this is his journey. But then also they're all also world stories happening and both sides you don't get bored of. Like, you know, you seen Game of Thrones?
Yes.
You know, when you're watching one story and you're like, ah, I really love this. And then it jumps to the other group and you're like, oh,
could care less about Bran.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude? Are you having visions again?
No. Oh, you're in a chair?
Ooh, let me guess, you sat in a corner.
You can't walk right now.
Meanwhile, back over here sitting down.
But no, but with this one, when it jumps to and fro, you're still invested.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not bored of hearing someone else's story. You're waiting for them to finally tie in together. And even when they do.
So there's a sense that they are, like, there is going to be this crossover. It's not just things happening in a vacuum at different times.
But then
it is building to something as well.
It builds to something way down the line.
I love that stuff. I love a good long burn and stuff like that. Man. And okay. Yeah. Something you get.
Two seasons.
Okay, so where could I stream this? Where could I watch
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I watched it twice now. And
the whole series?
Yeah, the first time we watched it was like over a summer or something. And then the second time I finished it in 2 weeks.
You are piquing my interest. Part of what we're doing, part of the idea of this, of trying to podcast these sort of conversations, was to not just celebrate this. We often do this at the Pie Guys. We celebrate the things that we love and that we're into and therefore each other. But I want to get into new stuff. It wasn't just like, let me talk to you about my favorite Batman books over and over.
Yeah.
We want to do that too, but there's always kind of the point of like, hey, check this out. Have you ever heard of this? No? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, borrow this book and read this book and maybe we'll talk about it on another get together or just read it on your own time and whatever. I will say this since we're recording. I want to look it up. I want to look up the show and maybe try to go that route. And if I'm really getting into the show, it'll drive me towards the comic books, which is maybe slightly off of what I was just saying since we're a comic book club, but I'm curious about that.
I think it still counts though. I think it still counts because every story that we've seen, like whether it's Batman or Spider-Man animated, there's some similarity in the comics. With the manga, anime, they don't veer to the point where it's going to tell you, now jump to that other series just to see the little insert of this character. It's like, no, it's a straightforward.
That's dope.
Yes. Book 7 is basically where the anime leaves off. And then...
Like the show stops?
Yeah, the show stops. And
books 1 through 6.
It stops like a good stop. It doesn't stop like the next episode is going to be. Like it wraps up the story so far. It does drop a cliffhanger, but that cliffhanger isn't Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse. Oh, he's trapped in the other dimension and now his friends are gearing up.
I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to have to definitely check.
I really like it.
Is the show also called Solo Leveling?
We can watch one episode today. Hmm. Is that stretching it? Is that,
no, I'll just do it out there. Because now I'm thinking maybe we need to do like a two-part episode. Like,
we could.
My brain already starts going like, I want to break that too.
We'll be the cliffhanger. Hey guys, if you want to watch the rest of the...
But before we get back to the rest of this episode, did you know that the rest of this year is no more? That's right. Happy New Year. Wow, just like that, right? But look, I'm so thankful to still be doing the Pie Guys in the year 2026. But shout out to 2025. That was a big year for us. I mean, it was the end of the hiatus, the return of the pod. 2025 was great to us, but the future is now. And now is the time that I say to you, thank you. Thank you for making us a part of your future. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, now is the time for you to subscribe to the pod. Subscribing to the pod is the best way for you in the future to make sure you don't miss any episodes. Hit that follow button, throw us in a rating, and maybe even a review as we look back on the great things about 2025, but feel like we're just getting started for greater things in 2026. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year to you and yours. Grab a slice, settle in for more Comic Book Club chats, and come back for seconds or thirds or fourths every other week when new episodes come out. Because when you're in the mood for more, that's right, baby snakes, it's the Pie Guys at the door.
I feel bad that I have yet to start the one you gave back to me.
Oh, let's talk about that maybe. Jog my memory. It's like
they were like Power Rangers, but not Power Rangers.
We saw him.
We saw the creator.
Dark, what's his name? Hold on, let me look it up.
All right.
Yes.
So you haven't read it yet? Years ago. No, I haven't read it yet. I haven't even finished Ninja Turtles. You gave me a thick boy book, man.
You got to get into that.
That was I'm into it. It's just a thick boy book.
It is. It's a big like coffee table size.
It's huge.
Like, hard, yeah.
I'll have you know.
Ninja Turtles or?
It's
another one.
Ninja Turtles. Oh, I'll have you know. It's by my bed.
He's lying.
No, I'm not. I don't see it. It's directly by my bed. It's on the floor, but it's by the bed. No. It's there. But we both, I think we either bought it at the same time or I bought it randomly at Things from Another Planet Universe. Mm-hmm. I randomly saw it. I was like, oh, that looks cool. And I picked it up. And then at the old place, he comes over and he was just like, comic books. And I was like, hey, man, I just got this comic book. We should exchange comic books.
And that's another thing we do is we have done that before. And I guess to that point, let's just get into it. Because I hinted at some surprises and I think you probably were sort of prepping yourself for some stuff that I didn't tell you I was going to do. But part of the comic book tradition is to give stuff too. The holidays. We just had the holidays. So I don't know if you remember this, Laura. I'll jog your memory a little bit more about our comic book adventures on the pod. You gifted me a box. Do you remember this? Didn't you give me a box of comic books? And it's like visit your mom?
Yeah.
Right? On your like surprise trip?
Did I go and visit my mom? She gave me the box back. It was something.
You went somewhere because when you came back, you had the box.
I think she mailed it to me.
Okay.
And it was a box of old school comic books that I don't think were anything of my interest, but some of them were very piqued of like, oh, wow, this is such a classic one. And I was like, hey, man, do you want this?
Yeah. So, yes. You just heard that lately.
What was in the box? How many? Like, what?
That is the question. On the pod, I don't know if we did talk about it, honestly. I think we did at least offer recording that I'm going to keep that box.
Yeah.
It's going to become the creepy box in my trunk. It's been in my trunk ever since you gave it to me.
Yeah.
I've thumbed through it to be like, oh, there are comic books in here, but I have yet to pull one out and read one. So it felt fitting with all of the ingredients of the day and what we're doing to pull a couple out. So I don't want this to feel like homework. This is like a, you know, we're sharing this and we're enjoying. But like, I have a comic I pulled out, one for each of you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you as part of, I guess, in the sake of this season.
I can do a thin boy. The thick boys.
It's a thin boy. Don't worry. But I also
These were your books. You should know what
No, they weren't mine. They were my mom's and maybe my grandma.
We'll have to really pull back the curtain one of these days and track the full legacy of this. Like, how did your mom or somebody in your family get possession of this?
We gotta get on the pod.
Hey, mom.
I think we said take a trip to North Carolina.
Let's go. We'll put the lav mics up. We can record on the road.
Yeah.
We can record when we get there. Just saying.
On the road.
Oh, no. Yeah. Where is she from?
She's not North Carolina.
That's not that far.
It's like a
That's a fun drive. No, okay. We'll do something. We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out. But I still have the box. It's in my trunk.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I parked out here, right? Coming over to Lady's place before I stepped in the water.
Well, that's right. I did.
You stepped in the
water. I did turn around. You gave me the box of equipment and I turned around and kept walking. So I don't even know what you potentially might have pulled out.
Yeah. It's nothing like crazy.
Come on, Red Sonja. Red Sonja.
Straight out of the box from my trunk. No, wait, the box of comics. The mystery box of comics that we haven't tapped into. I have a book for the Royal. Well, actually, I'll let you two decide. They are kind of throwbacks, but we have Titans on United, as you can see, and then there's a Batman book. So you'll recognize some of those characters probably just off the covers, but that's straight out of the box. Okay?
This was in the box?
This is in the box, bro. Bro, this is this is the stuff
this
that
one
you
looks,
gave me.
This one looks, I feel like I didn't.
Is this not for me?
No, wait, no, this one, yes, because of the art style. But the Titans one? This was in there.
Now I will say I think,
no, this looks new.
Wow, 50 cents for a comic?
Yeah, you got the 50 cents one. There's no way.
That one couldn't have been part of the collection, you think?
I don't know about this one. The one that says Detective Comics.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's straight out of the box.
I don't know about this one, because this one says Watch Titans on HBO Max. There's no way that box was around. The time traveling box of comic books for HBO Max?
Well, maybe time traveling box. Maybe went to the future before HBO Max, you know, after it was a thing, and then went back in time. Well, maybe that's the mystery of the box. That came out of the box. Oh. So this came out of a box in my trunk. As far as we're concerned, that's from the box. What's in the box? That's in the box. Wow. And there's a bunch of them in the box. So one is for Laylee, one's for the Royal. Please have them. My feelings would be slightly hurt if you guys like throw it away or something.
No, we'll read it.
But
we'll
I genuinely
tonight.
Hope that like what we do today can maybe get us all a little bit more into comics. And now I'm going to show you two books from my own collection. So these are not to have. These are to borrow, a lot like the Ninja Turtle book.
I've had that for 2 years, by the way.
Would you? Yes. Radiant Black. Radiant Black.
Radiant Black. That's the name of it.
Radiant Black. Yes. 2 years ago.
Because he looked at me and saw how radiant the black guy. He was like, that's a radiant black guy admitting that he has. The Ninja Turtle.
I look at him like that every day.
That's what Trevor calls me.
Here comes my radiant. Here comes all radiant black. Right here.
That's the name that Steve Jobs called.
Content.
Because he's confusing radiant Spider-Man with radiant black.
Radioactive black guy. I mean, no. Yeah, your profile.
By the way, radiant Spider-Man, Trevor is in twice. Twice or just the one?
What?
Radiant Spider-Man? My Spider-Man? You're in the second one.
Yes, I'm in the second one.
You're one of the goons.
Shout out to the Radiant Spider-Man on Royal Tino Y's YouTube channel.
Also known as Radiant Black.
So anyway, yes, I know you still have that Radiant Black. Yeah, that's what it was. It did all click when you said Ninja Turtles. And I was looking right at you. This is out of my own personal collection, so you must handle with ultimate care.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine. They're in good condition, but you know. So this one I wanted to loan to the Royal. I felt like maybe you would appreciate this story more in conjunction with myself. So, you know, I'm into Batman. That's not a mystery. I don't know if you know my favorite Batman villain. I'm pretty sure it's Mr. Freeze. And this is a really cool book called Batman Snow. It's not that thick, as you can see. It's a kind of a single story issue, but it's kind of a further reimagining on the origin of Mr. Freeze. So we grew up with the Batman animated series, infamous Heart of Ice episode, and how that kind of reimagined Mr. Freeze. But that's one of my favorite sort of under the radar. It actually kind of shows Batman doing something throughout the story that I don't think he always gets shown doing. And it's like working with regular folk, so to speak. So it's kind of not just a Mr. Freeze story, but a little bit of like a different view, like a different kind of perspective on Batman and a well-known villain of his rogues gallery. So I wanted to let you borrow that one. And I brought another one from my collection that I thought, Laylee, you would dig a lot more. So this one's meant for Laylee.
Red Sonja.
Obviously, you guys can both.
Yo!
I think you guys would actually both really like this one. You would dig it too. So hopefully you guys read them both. But that's a little bit thicker. That's the volume one of Fables. I don't know if you've ever heard of Fables. I have a feeling maybe you have.
Yeah, I have. But there's a game.
Yes, there is. That's how I knew about it.
A game called
The Wolf Among Us. The Wolf Among Us video game. Shout out to it. Made by the Telltale people.
It's
like a point and click sort of mystery game. That got me into it. Legit.
Really?
I'm glad that you know the game because I love the game so much and the sort of different style.
Yeah.
And the concept to it, it's like it basically incorporates all of these characters you've heard of from fables, from these like kind of hand-me-down stories over the years. Mm-hmm. These, some of them are even kind of like Disney characters, right? Like we think of them as Disney characters because they did these really famous takes on them, but it's kind of delves into that world and the fantasy world of whatever fable you can think of. It's probably exists in the books. And yeah. I don't know much of it. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm an expert of the Fables brand. I only have the first two volumes. That is the jumping off point, but I just think the concept's really cool. For instance, one of the main characters is the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, Bigsby.
So it, that idea of like, you know, the Big Bad Wolf and the three little pigs exist, Goldilocks, right, and all that stuff. So yeah, I wanted to let you guys have some books slash hold on to them. You know, obviously there's not like a deadline, but maybe in another comic book club chat, we could talk about Fables and Snow. That's one of the cool things about comics, is right, like you can have these thickies. The silk book is of the books we've been talking about, it's probably the thickest one, although some of these mangas are giving them run for its money. You can have those little single issue ones, and you can have a comic strip. You can tell a story in five panels or something like that, and it just be like literally a straight read. So I really appreciate that and love that about comics. But we're not done with the surprises and the books. So I really want to give you a more full indoctrination into the Pie Guys, into the comic book club, and into something that LaRoya was just talking about. Honestly, I hope you're ready.
I'm born ready.
The door swings shut behind you. You hear the snick or the jagoom of bolts closing and realize that you are well and truly trapped. On the opposite wall is a door. It bears a single inscription, the word inside. Looking around the room, you take in its dimensions. 20 feet by 20 feet with a 12-foot ceiling. You notice that there are no doorknobs on either door. The walls are featureless concrete. The ceiling is also concrete, but there is a 2-inch thick rope that hangs from the ceiling to about an inch from the floor. As you are looking around the room, you suddenly feel the floor start to move. It is slowly moving away from the right wall as it disappears into the left wall. It looks like it will take about a minute for the floor to be completely retracted. What do you do?
I have a minute. I have less than a minute.
I will say I haven't started any timers. We're not going to hold you to that. I'm not going to go super strict right now because I want to just make sure I'm reading everything you need to hear. I'm just letting you know that that's the jumping off point. Well, I will say we'll probably get to a spot where like we do start a timer and then it'll like be strict.
Let me know because I'm ready on my watch.
You got your watch?
No, don't you dare. I don't want to be the first guinea pig for that. Hold on. Okay. No. Wait. I'm in a concrete room.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just make sure I understand. I'm in a concrete room, 20 feet by 20 feet, 12 feet high. There's a rope in the middle of the room that's from the ceiling and doesn't touch the ground, about 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
There's a door on the other side that says inside.
Correct.
And the door behind me is shut. I have no knobs.
There's no knobs and nothing windows to grab onto. It's all like kind of smooth, like it says featureless concrete, maybe as if it was almost carved, you know, out of this. Yeah, you got it right. And let's say just now, like if this was the actual amount of time it had taken, you know, to talk about this on the recording, that's how long it took you to really take it all in. And then maybe that's how the room works, you know? It's not as soon as the door shuts, the timer starts. Maybe there is a slight delay, but you're starting to hear a rumbling, right? Yeah. And you're starting to, the room isn't just a room. It's starting to shift a little bit. And maybe very slowly, you do start to see the floor retracting into the other wall and kind of revealing what I guess would be something under the floor.
So what I would do, once I see the floor moving and I pull on the rope, assuming that it can at least hold my weight, I would probably start aerial climbing it, which basically means like not just my upper body, but I would like use my feet also so that I'm not completely exerting all of my energy to be able to get up there. And I think at that point, once I would see that the floor is completely gone, if I have a hair tie or a bracelet or something, I would sacrifice it and drop it to the floor to see how far down it actually goes. Because what if it just leads to another floor? You know, like maybe I'm supposed to go down. And if I can hear where it ends and it's not that far, maybe I'll take the risk of like dropping a shoe and like hearing it or, you know, checking one more time before I actually let go of my body. If I don't trust it, I'll probably start swinging back and forth, like on the rope, like freaking Tarzan.
So you got a game plan. You're ready to go.
That, at least to get off the floor.
Okay.
But I feel like if I'm not meant to go outside, like in front of me, behind me, left or right, maybe I'm meant to go down. So I feel like in order for me to to practice that, I would have to drop something and like see to listen like how far down it is. Would I survive it? Yes or no?
It does say the gradually disappearing floor reveals a 120-foot shaft. At the bottom are 6-foot-long, very narrow, sharpened spikes. You see a few skeletal remains between the bristling spikes. You estimate that there are roughly, and this is a funny number, 3,600 spikes down there. 120-foot drop into... Like, there could just be 30. That's more than enough, but there's 3,600 spikes. And so, yeah, maybe you just walked over to the edge, and you can kind of gauge, oh, I still got time. I don't need to maybe make my decision or whatever, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, but now you've looked, you've gathered, okay, long drop, a lot of spikes, I'm going to die 100%. If you fall.
Yeah.
Start the timer, Laurel. You've had enough time to take the room in, to think about something. And yes, you laid out a game plan, but we're going to have to kind of break that down as we go.
Okay, the minute it started.
What are you doing now?
Okay,
go to the rope.
I go to the rope, and I'm going to start climbing. The aerial climb basically is like, yes, you use your hands, but you also use your feet. You use like 1 foot to kind of...
The whole wrapping thing?
Yeah, to wrap it.
Yeah.
And then it gets me up high enough to at least...
So you're
kind of
almost more like flush with the ceiling now.
Sure, or at least midway.
Yeah, yeah.
If the floor, if up to the ceiling is 12 feet, I'm like probably 6 at least.
Okay.
And if it's 120 foot drop, then that means I'm 126 feet up. If I see that there's spikes at the bottom, I would use more aerial knowledge that I, very minimal knowledge that I have, to at least wrap the rope around me so where I don't have to execute so much energy, and I'll probably just hang out there until time is up, because what'll happen after the time is up? 20 seconds?
You have 20 more seconds.
Let's see what happens.
So in this amount of time, literally as you've been talking about it, you've gotten to like a comfortable position. Like, let's just say, you know, this doesn't necessarily have an impact on the outcome of this, but like if we're using you, if this is Laylee in this situation, you feel confident that like you'd be able to hold yourself like in the up, you know, on a rope like that for how long roughly do you think you could hold yourself up there? Time's
up. The minute's already up.
Okay, so once the minute ends, while you think about that, the floor has completely retracted, right? There's no floor now.
Yeah.
There's just the rope that you're hanging from the ceiling, mm-hmm. and a 120-foot shaft with 3,600
spikes. 3,646 spikes.
Okay, whatever. We're on the same page then. So as soon as the floor has fitted flush into the left wall, you feel a vibration from the rope. You realize that the rope is now being raised up through the hole.
No!
You estimate that the last of the rope will disappear into the hole in 2 minutes.
No!
Start the timer. You have exactly 2 real time, as we're talking, recording now, minutes to devise a plan. And that's enough time to have some ideas. So what's popping in your head right now?
I would give myself more time by like going down a set of 6 feet. I would just go to the very, very edge of the rope, and I would start swinging probably in a circle-ish thing, like circle as in a circle, again, like Tarzan. And I would try to apply what the Grinch did when he was trying not to get caught by Cindy Lou in
the
mailroom.
Okay, bring a full circle. We were talking about this.
And go to the corner and just like hold my weight. Oh, I'm not dying.
Okay, so I'm imagining now what you're doing. You're holding the bottom and you're trying to like reach and do the whole like...
Yeah.
Okay.
To get my ass up there just to be like... Because imagine, how did the Grinch get into that corner, hold
you'd have
Max?
To be, man, you have to be so strong.
That's what
and
I'm
focus
talking
on
about.
That breathing and... Like, your body could do that, right? But your legs are going to start, like...
Eventually. It also depends on, like, what shoes I have.
Because you can't stay up there forever. You're not Silk.
Right.
You're not Spider-Man.
No.
You didn't get bit by the same exact spider.
I didn't. I would try to find the spider at that point.
Yeah, you're like, is he here?
Please, guys.
Can I get immediate powers? The rope is, you know, you're running out of room now. So you went from the kind of midway up to the bottom of the rope. And this shit's, you know...
Yeah.
2 minutes is also ticking by.
Yeah.
And you're swinging... As the rope's going up, you're actually getting less...
Right.
...distance. So you're not able to put yourself into the corner.
I'm not able to?
No.
Oh, well, then I die.
No way. You're just dead?
I mean, do I have to? What if I'm able to, like, finagle in between the spikes?
That's why there's 3,600 of them.
Yeah, because
they thought of that. They're like, somebody could fall in between.
Yeah.
And then they're just stuck between spikes.
Yeah.
They'll still be dead, but we want them to fucking land on a spike.
But I'm stuck. I'm not like...
What's our time at? Oh, shit. That rope is almost gone.
God.
It's going
up
there.
If I can't
there.
Make it to the corner, then yeah, I think I would, like, try
you're
to, like, gradually...
You're still trying to swing?
I'm trying to swing.
Like, to what, though? There's nothing...
The corner of the room.
You have no rope left. You have 15 seconds left of rope.
Well, I would fall and try to find like the finagle. Or if I could like find one of the skulls and like grab it, I would like try to.
You're gonna fall with style.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz.
They're gonna find a skeletal body in a
just
shablam
still there.
In a shablam position.
Looking up, hey guys. There's actually 3,599 spikes.
You guys counted
wrong. If there
wrong?
Had been 3,600, I would have died. You fall the surprisingly short 120 feet. You feel sharp pain. You don't have time to figure out where the pains are coming from before you die.
Oh.
These are death traps, by the way.
That's what that book is. I should have told you. Trevor, so then there's no point. Like,
well, they are death traps. They're designed to kill you. So in that sense, the fact that you died, it isn't like a bad thing. It's like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, you fell into a death trap and you died. If it was like in a live trap and you died, then we'd be like, Laylee, we have to have an intervention.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like one of those games from like the Saw movies. I want to play a game. Yeah, that's him.
I love this book, and it kind of does tie into a lot of actually what we've been talking about. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles themed, as you can see. We were talking about the book that LaRoyal's had for a couple years. He hasn't finished.
He hasn't started.
But it's a role-playing book, and that's something else that we are all kind of into and know stuff about. And it's not just traps. There's actually like some pre-made single one-shot quests in here.
Oh, cool.
So it's a book that has some adventures, as they call them. But one of them, to slightly spoil, as we did, is a series of traps that they put characters through. And over the course of this pod, I've put LaRoyal through the most of them. You're not the only one, though. LaRoyal has gone through, I think, maybe three traps now, maybe four over the course of our recordings. Chase has been thrown through some traps before. Now, welcome. We have to give you a break the next time.
No.
The next time you're here. But as you can see, this was all kind of flowed well. I didn't know you were going to hijack me like a suicide bomber at the beginning of this recording, and I blew up at the last second. I mean, we blew up, dude.
You were so close.
I think the whole don't stop talking thing was fucking with me a little bit, and I love that you guys are doing that. I've kind of peeped the content you guys have been putting out with that.
Yeah.
It's really fun, and I love stuff like that. That's like right up our alley here at the Pie Guys. I mean, this whole thing has been really great, I think, for what we're doing, but just for me as a person to bond with you guys and share some food, share some shared interests, throw you through a death trap. Sometimes you die, and sometimes you live. So I'll surprise you. I'll surprise you again, I'm sure, with some stuff. I don't have any more books in my bag. I was just checking. But I guess the last bit of business I do want to bring up while we're recording, again, all ties to reading. We were kind of on board. We did this a few years ago.
Oh, boy.
So I want to bring it up.
Is it coming back? What are we doing?
Well, yeah, I want to check the pulse. I asked Shane recently.
Okay.
I feel like he would be a little bit more down than he was before because he was barely down. Mm-hmm. You know, he barely got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, he's like, what are you talking about? Well, 3 years ago, it would have been, we had like a reading challenge where on the pod, on a whim, we were like, hey, let's fucking read some books, man. Let's read books this year. And let's like set a number, kind of arbitrarily pick a number and try to shoot for that. And it ended up being like this kind of large number. I think our total number was 40 books. And that didn't mean 40 books per person. It was like a collective thing.
Yeah.
So this is like a podcast collective challenge of saying, hey, let's pick a number. It is about to be a new year. That's why I kind of wanted to throw it out. It doesn't have to be something we set in stone now, but I kind of want to take the temperature of people on the pod. So would you be open to trying to up our reading game?
You always throw these things out and you go, it doesn't have to be something we do now. And then I always meet you with,
yes,
why the fuck not? Like, if we're going to do it, let's fucking do it.
Okay, I'll meet you there. I'm just saying I have the intention to like, you know, reach out to others. It doesn't have to be on a recording, but
yeah.
But that's all I'm saying with that. But yeah,
I'll have you know that
I'm ready to do it.
Still reading a book. There's a book called Arsène Lupin. There was an anime, but that came from a book. It's a show on Netflix. So I've been reading his little excerpts of stories. But the thing about it, it's not a collective like start to finish. Each chapter is its own little adventure. So every now and then, like, I'll be on set, and if I don't want to spend so much time on my phone, or if I'm not doing Sudoku, I bring out the book and I'll read like a chapter, and then I put it away. Like, that was a nice adventure. Like, in so much in just reading it, it's such a clever book that I always get a spark of idea of like, man, I could take some of this, write it, and just do a scene of just that. Like, it's a really good book. So yeah, man, I'm totally down.
Okay,
you'll help me finish it, because I take my time with it.
I think what we learned last time, even though lately we didn't reach our number, we didn't even get halfway to our goal, we all, in terms of you, Shane, and myself, we walked away going like, hey, we read more books this year than we probably did in any other year of our life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that was like the true test of it.
You reached out to me mid-year.
Yes.
It was like August.
Which is why I didn't want
to. We're trying to do 10 books by the end of the year. I'm like, yo, brother, it's August.
Yeah. No, I know. Which is why I wanted to do this now. It sort of establishes now.
Yeah.
I agree. I would rather start like in January, which gives us a week left, basically. Would you be down, Laylee? What's your experience with, like, do you read books? Are you down for the cause?
Yeah, there's a book right there.
I don't read books. Are you down for books?
I'm down for the book challenge.
Do you remember LeVar Burton?
Is that what he said? Reading
rainbow? You down for books? And then it was like a slow pan, and he just had a book covering up. And then he was balancing a cup of wine
on his ass. No, I'm definitely down for books. I feel like as a group, it'll help kind of all of us keep each other accountable in that sense without putting pressure of like, oh, I have to finish this book. Like a book club. I feel like book clubs, there's a lot of fucking pressure. Everyone's reading the same book and we're all like, okay, we're meeting on this date. You have to finish it.
It's whatever books you want to read. What you have.
Exactly. So I do have that one book. It's called How Does It Feel? And it's like it's a fae book. It's a fae book. It's really cool. I really like it. I mostly really liked it for the sex scenes, only because I love temptation. I love like reading about what goes on in people's heads when temptation is in front of them, and especially when they have a mythical creature that's like non-human, and they just kind of get to like observe and see and be like, oh, I didn't know I had a thing for wings. I didn't know that smoke did something. You know, like, and it was really cool to kind of have that aspect. So I got the second book for my birthday as a gift, and I hardly read it, but I've been reading the second book. So, and then I have your book, the If There Was 10 Rules of Success, These Would Be the Whatever.
Yeah, I think you talked about that on the podcast.
It's a really good book. I just haven't finished it either. But yeah, I'd be down. I mean, you gave us all of these now, and then he's into Solo Leveling, so I know that there's at least 14 volumes of that.
Well, we should also, I guess, clarify what we're sort of, you know, establishing. Comic books would be separate. This is book club.
Fuck!
But yeah, so that is the one line of delineation. We did talk about that before. It was even brought up, do audiobooks count? In concept, and I'm open to maybe amending it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a hard and fast thing. I think if we're sort of digesting books, maybe that is the ultimate goal, as we're digesting stuff always over here at the Pie Guys. But in my mind, it's a reading. You know what I mean? It's like sitting down to make time to read, even if it is 15 minutes on set or before bed or something like that. Like I'm not that great at it. Outside of the 1 year that we were sort of challenging each other, I haven't read that many books in a calendar year. And honestly, we didn't even really start. I don't think we started it at the beginning of the year either. I know you said you had about 4 or 5 months left. I think we started it kind of late February. So we ended up shooting for 10 because I was like, well, we're kind of 2 months into the year. Yeah. I think a book a month in a concept is fair, but maybe we can, I don't know what y'all's thoughts on that would be. Just as a frame of reference, I've only read 3 books this year, and I have kept track kind of for this reason, but
wow,
I read
3 books
in 2025 and the year's almost done. I'm in literally the middle of my fourth book. So that's not braggadocious. You know, some people are busting that out probably in a week, but I am trying to kind of keep it alive, you know, outside of comic books. Shout out to the Dark Tower series that Stephen King wrote. I'm in the middle of book 3, which is a 600 page book.
Oh, so shit.
I fully sympathize with, oh, I've had this book and I've never read it, or I started it and I didn't finish it, because that's, I think, also what happens with them.
Correct.
But that's why I think we need to, I want to do this here at the pod to sort of, you know, keep ourselves honest / keep it alive, you know, because I'm over at my place, you know, and I look at these books, I go, oh, I have them. You know, that's part of the reason you're talking about the condition they're in. Mm-hmm. They're there, but they are 99.9% of the time sitting in the shelf being, you know, maintained, but you know, not being read, you know? So it's like,
but also the comic books, like you kind of burn through them a lot quicker than a regular book. So even when you do read it, you're like, that was great. And then you put them back.
Yeah. Which is, part of the love of it. And I think obviously there's pictures, right?
Correct.
So I can look at the ass with the glass and the, you know,
Trevor, do you want to take this painting home?
I don't know. I might just stay here. My home too. Now. So sorry. It is distracting, but I've had this angle in all fairness this whole time as I'm like looking at you guys, but then slightly over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy the show. You see us all the time. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm actually talking to them. I'm like, you guys have been quiet this whole time, ma'am. well, what's the deal? So thanks for doing this. I'll take everyone's interests on board. Like you guys are down. You guys
absolutely. Let's do
okay.
It.
Well, then I will remember that, and we'll make it maybe more formal in another episode, or at least a outside the pod sort of message thing. Because I do want to do it. I would like to get at least Shane and maybe one other person on board. So maybe we can do a group of 4 to 5 of us just reading books, and then we'll get together like some nerds, and we'll talk about it as the year progresses, and then we'll have a year round review, and then we'll drink wine off of that ass.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
So I'm glad you're here. Thanks again. Again, for all this, I guess in full, like kind of Pie Guys mode. But in terms of what we're doing this episode, we can't end it without last words. And I think you.
Oh,
we're at
God.
Your place. You fed us. I keep talking about the wall art. So I don't have anything else really to add. I've just been rambling. LaRoyal, is there anything you want to say? Because I think Layli should get the final words of this episode.
Nah, I've been enjoying the time. I've been enjoying the moments we've been having. I think this was a very fun continuation of conversation. And I think that's always been important in the things we've done, whether it's referencing something we've done in the past or screaming out Radiant Black. I think that's, it's just, I think it's, yeah, if ever we play anything online, like if we play any type of video game, I'm going to name my character.
RB. RB. Hey, here comes RB.
And it's not the meats.
No.
It's gonna be Radiant Black, but like, but no, just continual conversations, man. I think it's great the way we, I'm not gonna say recycle, but we revisit certain aspects, but in new ways, and I think that's great. Laylee does a really good thing in every morning where, I mean, I'm not gonna tell you how to steer your last thing that you want to say, but every morning she posts really inspirational, motivational.
I've seen some of them. They're fun.
Their stories.
Yeah.
And I think it's only proper to give the mic to someone for the last word. Again, you don't have to say this. You can say whatever you want to say. Radiant Black.
You could plug something. You could just say a curse word. It's literally the final bit of the episode.
Yeah, it's whatever. Episode.
It could be a monologue. You could talk for 5 minutes and get some off your chest.
Yeah.
Seriously. It doesn't have to be like, you eat more, drink more Ovaltine.
here.
No. Well, first, I just want to say thank you, Trevor, for letting me be a part of this, because even though it's my second time, I know how much when you create something, how much it means to you. You have to give a lot of vulnerability and trust to bring people on. And the fact that you have that with me, like, I will never take advantage of that. I never take that for granted. So thank you for trusting me to be a part of your baby. It's really cool to see you guys develop in your friendship because of just the way that I've kind of been able to like see it from the outside perspective without really getting to know either of you on a deeper level than I do now. So now kind of seeing you guys' dynamic, it's like really cool to witness it. I don't know if anybody's ever given you guys your flowers on that aspect, or if you guys just talk about it within yourselves. I'm sure you guys do. But it's really cool to watch it. Like, it's just really cool to see friendships really thrive and like no matter what happens in life, because it's so easy for people to just cut other people off, especially in the day and age that we live now, whether it's like a political aspect or whatever the case may be. You guys have always kept it very neutral with each other, and you guys have always just been supportive of each other and everything that you guys may decide to do or not do in your lives. And, you know, I always see how much love you give to him when Leroy books something with Kevin or whatever the case may be. And then I know how much love you give to him, whether it's the same job booked over and over again with Grinchmas. Like, we're just always celebrating each other. And I think that is really missed in such an ugly world that we live in now. So don't ever change, y'all. You guys are great. For my own final words, I'm really glad that you love my painting, because I take a lot of pride in these fucking paintings, because I feel like people are so scared of things like that are like risque or scared to admit like, oh, I'm into women or I'm into men. And you may be identifying as a female or a male, but like human in general, we're all beautiful. So I think having that in my household just reminds me like people are hot and we're just going to leave it at that. Do you ever feel torn about wanting a snack or a meal? Is one of your favorite things cheese? I got a new snack meal for you. It's called the new Cheez-It Pizza. It comes in pepperoni, four cheese Italian, and cheddar jack supreme. The one that I had was pepperoni. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. But it's all the best flavors of Cheez-It. It makes the crust orange, and it has all the best flavors of pizza because you still got cheese and you got pepperonis on it. Want it? Need it? Cheez-It Pizza.